Sitting comfortably erect, notice the experience of inhabiting the body, the physicality of that, feelings of pressure as your body touches whatever you're sitting on, as the cloth touches your skin, the way your limbs are arranged. And as a central focus in that embodied experience, sensations that are noticeable around the rim of the nostrils and the upper lip. Noticing that with a persistent, intentional curiosity. There's a fundamental procedure with this practice called vitakka and vichara. Vitakka basically means intentionally bringing the focus of your attention to an object. In this case, it's the area around the rim of the nostrils and the upper lip. And vichara is maintaining that focused awareness. This seems very simplistic, fundamental, and basic, and of course it is, but it is the foundation for this practice. It is intentional, and it is very beneficial, and it matures into one of the seven awakening factors, investigation of mental phenomena. Let the sensation of breathing around the nostrils be the primary focus, the stable point of reference. And allow whatever else occurs in the periphery, away from that focused attention, to just flow. Imagine that this flow of experience is like the current of a river. And your subjective experience is like the hull of a boat out in the current of the river. You're aiming and sustaining intention is a rope that connects to the actual sensation of breathing, which is like an anchor embedded in the bed of the river. This anchoring, this primary focus of attention, stabilizes that flow, streamlines it. Peripheral awareness includes whatever might be noticeable as the current brings objects downstream. Some objects will actually bump into your awareness, and your attention will grab at them. This grabbing is craving and clinging. When that happens, when you lose awareness of the breath, you get dragged with that object downstream. Practice involves letting go of grasping that object and resetting the anchor, re-stabilizing your focused attention without dismissing or ignoring the flow of the current. Attending to the sensation of breathing is focused attention. Whatever's flowing in the current of the river is peripheral awareness. The beginning of the retreat, you want to put more and more attention on resetting the anchor. Not ignoring what comes and goes, not even ignoring what grabs your attention, but acknowledging it as dukkha, as craving and clinging. And then simply redirecting the focus of your attention back to that anchoring, the breath awareness. Understand, the more that your mind becomes enchanted with whatever distracts you, the stronger the distraction becomes. It's like feeding it. In the ways that you might feed a weed, and it grows stronger and the roots go deeper. When you bring attention back to the breath, you're feeding liberation. Feeding a beautiful, growing flower. It's that straightforward. Your attention provides nurturance to wherever its focus is. Stay with the breath. Thank you. Periodically scan your attention around your body. See if you can notice any areas of contraction, tightening, maybe in your hands or your arms or your jaw or around your eyes. When you exhale, release that. It may come back again. Just be mindful of it and let it go back to the breath. Be aware of the flow. Subjective experience is constantly changing. Even when the mind is captured by craving and clinging, there's still a flow. See if you can notice this. And in that noticing, realize that you can change the focus back to the sensation of breathing. whatever captures your attention has a characteristic of urgency, craving for more if it's pleasant, or to be rid of it if it's unpleasant. The mind creates this. Feeling is just pleasant or unpleasant. Sensation of breathing is a neutral feeling, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. It has no urgency, no pull or push. So we practice consciously, intentionally, focusing our attention primarily on the sensation of breathing, the anchor in the bed of the river. We have to decide to do that. And that deciding is being nurtured, not just about the breath, but about the whole process of letting go, releasing attention away from distraction, redirecting it toward peace and clarity. Also might notice that the internal narrative just runs on. Sometimes it's about things to worry about. Sometimes it's about things that you want. Other times it will just be nonsensical. Conversations with people you don't know. About objects that you've never experienced. Be aware of them mindfully as phenomena. A bird sings, a mind thinks. It's not who you are, not how the world is. Just notice that and go back to the anchoring of breath awareness. using breath as an anchor. Noticing and letting the stream flow. Whatever's there, let it come, let it be, and let it go. Thank you for your practice. I wish you well.